This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
Authorities in South Florida said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month. Miami-Dade County's mayor says 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South building in Surfside, Florida. That's up from 86 on Saturday. Among them are 71 bodies that have been identified and their families notified, she said. Some 31 people remain listed as missing. Thrill-seeking billionaire Richard Branson reached space on Sunday aboard his own winged rocket ship in the boldest adventure yet. The feat vaults the nearly 71-year-old Branson past fellow billionaire and rival Jeff Bezos, who's planning to fly to space in a craft of his own 9 days from now. Branson and five crewmates from his Virgin Galactic Space Tourism Company reached an altitude of about 53 miles or 88 kilometers over the U.S.-Mexico desert. That gave them enough time to experience 3 to 4 minutes of weightlessness and see the curvature of the Earth. The rocket plane then safely glided them back to a runway landing. Afghanistan has urged European countries to halt forced deportations of Afghan migrants for the next 3 months as security forces battle a wave of violence triggered by a Taliban offensive. The United Nations said on Sunday the rising conflict is also causing more suffering across the violence-racked country. It urged continuous financial aid. Afghanistan is facing a crisis as the insurgents snap up territory across the countryside, stretching government forces and leading to a fresh wave of internally displaced families, complicated by a renewed outbreak of COVID-19. You're listening to VOA News.